Network.
Sarah Palin 911 Truther controversy explodes that Aaron Dykes put together. Stayed up until 2:30 in the morning to get it done. It is going viral right now. It is posted at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. It is posted in the article titled Sarah Palin 911 Truther controversy makes hypocrite of Glenn Beck. We need this to have 100,000 views by tomorrow. We need you to send it out to everyone you know. Now, a few of the troll commenters in there are saying, why is Alex saying this potentially could be one of the most important stories he's ever covered? Well, let me see. I said back in January when we got secret government documents from the Bureau of Cemeteries in New York State and had emergency manager on from Indiana and other key witnesses that the feds were saying the flu is coming. Millions will die. Get ready for martial law. Now, I came on air and I said, I don't know if martial law is going to happen, but they're certainly gearing up for it and saying they're going to use flu to do it. And then it came out. We discredited it. They backed off. They tried forced inoculation in New York and Massachusetts. That's martial law. You know, Texas Monthly has an article saying Jones said we'd be under martial law. No, I didn't. I said that they were going to try it, and I said months before they launched that operation. That's why I said that could be one of the most important stories. We only have a few of these a year. I told you when ClimateGate broke, we were the first to slam it out there that this could devastate them, that this could bring them down, that this could expose their entire agenda because it's the heart of their takeover. Now look what it's done. And look, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know this, but these disinfo operatives don't want people reading these articles and watching these videos to know that when I tell you something has the potential to annihilate the New World Order or to bring us a big step closer to that point, that I don't just say that for hype. Now, in case you don't understand, some of you out there, why this Sarah Palin 9/11 truther comments are so big, Glenn Beck has spent the last two nights attacking Deborah Medina as the number one enemy and saying she's a dangerous infiltrator and must be stopped. He spent all last week doing it, too. Chris Matthews did it, following the exact same talking points last night. Guess what Bill O'Reilly led his show with? This is big. You don't understand political strategy. You don't know how these people work. They know it's key. Rick Perry's talking about how I am in his top three enemies. I'm on the White House enemies list because I've studied this. I know how it works. Okay? This is important. But if the trolls and people have their way, it won't be important. It'll get glazed over. We've got 48 hours before they clamp down on this story to get it out there. We're sneak attacking them right now. If Deborah Medina gets elected, if she wins the primary, she'll beat the Democrats hand down. Just her getting this many percentage points is already making everybody file around the country on a Ron Paul, true constitutional type bandwagon. It's already devastating them. It'll take time, though. These things don't happen in 5 minutes like you pull up and get a McDonald's Happy Meal instantly. It's like Force 10 from Navarone. When they blow up the dam, it takes 10 minutes for it to start cracking. Okay? Now you see ClimateGate, the whole dam's collapsing. We got other dams to blow here. I'm in there with the explosives in the info war. I know it'll bring them down. You understand that? I know what I'm talking about. Now, the reason it's so important is not just that Sarah Palin made some 9/11 truth comments, but that they are demonizing Medina with that. And if we go, well, wait a minute, Sarah Palin's saying it, it will reverse itself and make people pile on even more to Deborah Medina while hurting the fake neocon Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Sarah Palin, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly that says raising taxes is good, NAFTA and GATT are good, Global warming's real. I mean, if these are conservatives, I mean, I guess Stalin was then.
Are you thinking about the health of your prostate?
I guess now. I guess
New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was ranting so hard they forgot to go to break. Hey, put that Texas Monthly cover story back up. Look at this. It says, the swine flu vaccines will lead to martial law. That's coming out of a speaker in the city ceiling. No, if it was accurate, it would say, Jones, 3 months before the flu showed up in Mexico in the wrong season in the wrong hemisphere, and then top scientists said it was manufactured, said the government is telling police departments there's going to be martial law and cemeteries that are under state regulations in major states. And I gave you and posted the actual interviews with the emergency managers and people and what was Aaron Dyke's article, Preparation for Mass Graves Confirmed. Pull it up for people. Aaron Dyke's. I mean, pull that article up. Bureau of Cemeteries with the names and phone numbers. And I said, I don't know if they're going to kill millions. But they killed millions of Iraqis. Who knows what they'll do? And so we were ahead of it. That's why they hate us. Because when the police are being told, get ready for martial law for flu, we take it serious. But no, Texas Monthly says that I said we were going to have martial law. This is the predictable stuff. I haven't read the whole article yet. It's flattering in some ways. It doesn't say I'm an evil person. They admit that I really believe this and I'm right about some things, but you know, they try to go on and say, but Alex Jones saying that the eugenics movement today or the environmental movement today or Planned Parenthood of today, even though you know they were involved in eugenics 50, 60 years ago, that's like saying the Democratic Party today is involved with the Ku Klux Klan because the Ku Klux Klan were the leaders of the Democratic Party in the 1860s. Well, no, actually, Robert Byrd was a grand dragon. He's a Democrat senator right now. No, I'm talking about books written by the White House science czar calling for exterminating the population. We just had a state rep on who was fully aware of it and went to school with these people. We're talking about current statements like 2 months ago at Copenhagen when the UN called for a global one-child policy. That was in the Associated Press. It's just all baloney because they can't believe this is happening. In fact, the article opens up with Alex Jones says the whole global warming movement's a fraud. He did that interview before ClimateGate. Oh, man, look. Nate Blakesley that wrote the Texas Monthly article really broke and drove the Tulia story about police planting drugs on folks, and I interviewed him years ago. And he wrote positive articles about Ron Paul, like the elephant in the room, how he's the only real Republican. So he's not a bad guy. He just doesn't know. It's like his wife works for City of Austin Water Supply, at least according to, I never asked him about it, but I saw it on her own blog. I saw a newspaper interview he did, actually, talking about her. And he didn't believe me that 90%+ of the EPA scientists had written an open letter twice from their union saying, we didn't know fluoride was hundreds of deadly chemicals. They just call fluoride, and the type of fluoride you're putting in precipitates out in the body and causes cancer. He didn't believe all that, so I actually sent it to him, and he called up and said, wow, this is actually true. I didn't know that. I guess his water treatment wastewater wife doesn't know that. Maybe she's the 10% of people in this business that don't know about it. They just don't know. They just don't understand how real all this is. All right, I'm digressing. I said I was going to go to your phone calls. I was ranting intensely. Let me spell it out to people at a third grade level. Not that my audience is dumb. The general listener is smarter than I am. I've really found that. I don't have some high and mighty view of myself, but studying this, I have gotten a few understandings that people don't have. If they're trying to kill the Deborah Medina campaign for her saying, I support people's right to have whatever view they want about 9/11. The average poll in the U.S., over 50% believe it's an inside job. 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners say it's a cover-up, want a new investigation. I mean, and then, oh my God, this woman, last night, we have a video clip up in the article about this, Sarah Palin, 911 truther controversy makes hypocrite of Glenn Beck. We have the clip. It's 8.5 minutes long. I may play part of it later if I have time. I can't play Beck without stopping and countering him because everything is a distortion or lie. I've never seen someone that lies this much. It's like everything that comes out of his mouth is a distortion. The first thing he does is says the New York Times has written a vicious hit piece against the Tea Parties saying they're violent. And he goes, oh, I thought you said they were a bunch of pathetic geriatrics on walkers. And he makes the point of they have hundreds of thousands of people at some of these rallies and not one window gets busted out. So he endears the Tea Party. I'm defending you against the New York Times. And then he goes, there's only 10% of people in the country that believe in 9/11 truth. That's 5%. Half the 10%. The other 5% are birthers. These 10%, the right and left, are dangerous and bad and infiltrators and want to kill the president. He knows that in major polls, over 60% of registered Republicans question the birth certificate issue. He knows in polls it's well over 50% on average. Some are 84, some are 36, but over 50 on average. He knows that. He lies and says 5% of the country are 9/11 truthers and 5% are birthers. And he does this left-right paradigm thing again. Well, and then he says, what we need to do is stop the birthers, We need to stop the truthers. We need to stop the DNC and the RNC. And he does this criminal tell where he kind of, when he says RNC, the guy's completely run by Roger Ailes, the former head RNC strategist. It's just ridiculous. It's all lies. I was watching it last night, the YouTube, and I was stopping it every 5 seconds, just digesting. It was, everything was lies, except for the very first thing he said about the New York Times. It was all true. He spent 30 seconds, maybe a minute, on truth. That's a worm on a hook. Yeah, that's a real worm. A bass could live off that. That's good for the bass's tummy. We're the bass. He threads the hook, gets that plump nightcrawler on there, drops it into us, but 90% of it was lies after that. That's the hook and the string and the rod and the reel and the New World Order on the other end of it. Bringing in old Glenn Beck. Bringing in all the slaves. Bringing them in, Glenn Beck. And usually by the fourth hour, I get kind of scatterbrained. It's just... How can Bill O'Reilly be calling for value-added taxes and sales taxes to pay the bankers? How can they be saying global warming's real? Palin, O'Reilly, McCain? How can Beck be supporting all the different bailouts? He'll have Ron Paul on, and 10 minutes after make fun of him and call him a kook over and over again. I hate Chris Matthews. He's a scumbag, a poverty pimp. He creates racism. He creates division. But at least that scumbag is consistent. No, he lies a lot. But Beck... But now Matthews is so scared, the establishment's so scared, Matthews was word for word. Watson has a new article out on this, what Beck said last night. Doesn't Matthews come on at the same time as Beck? Look that up. I mean, they're on the same time with the same attack on Deborah Medina. O'Reilly and Matthews come on at the same time. So you've got all three of these guys the same night, leading with attacks on Deborah Medina. What else don't you people need to get? We're in a fight with these people over the states, over one of our best, most positive avenues for a solution. We can take our state houses back. It's already starting to happen. We've got to take them back even faster. And so if we can show that they're hypocrites, and that they only made a big deal out of Deborah Medina's mild 9/11 truth statement, mild compared to Sarah Palin, mild compared to the Democrat candidate. What's his name? I have trouble pronouncing. I have to have it in front of me. The Palestinian American running as the Democrat, the Farouk Shammi, the Democrat. Seems like a pretty nice guy. The point is he's a gun grabber and for big governments. He may be a nice guy, but stay the hell away from me, pal. Stay away from my guns, my land, not your property. But I'm going to be a little bit nicer here. I just can't handle it anymore. You have a jewel like Deborah Medina. She's just a figurehead, though. A great lady, smart, but a figurehead for all of us. Just like Ron Paul said, he's a figurehead or a focal point for our anger and what we understand and what's going on. So if you can point out that Sarah Palin said more 9/11 truth, and she's Beck and Perry's darling, and throw that back in their face, the media, though it's somewhat controlled, they won't get their orders quick enough. If it gets out in the next 2 days, if they don't get their orders to not cover it, this will blow up. Do we have the power to counter the disinfo of Beck, to throw this back in his face? Can we do that? And then lead the charge for states' rights. If we lose this round, we get smarter each time. She got a lot of points. A lot of people are running now because of her success around the country. It's still a win. But it's just like I told you back in November with the ClimateGate documents. We've gotten the Death Star plans. The Boffins got them to us. We've got to mount the X-Wing attack now, folks. And you don't have to actually fly into a Death Star. You've got to just call radio, TV, email everybody, send this video, this article everywhere, point out Beck's hypocrisy. Other radio hosts, TV hosts, You don't have to give us credit for breaking this story a year and a half ago or even putting this out now. Do it yourself. Say it's your story. I don't care. Just get this story out to everyone now. A lot of websites take my name off stuff and use it themselves. Go ahead. I'm trying to save the country, not be little stooges like you. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
How, 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 how? Yeah, down in Texas. There's a big fight going on. Not just the nation, the world is watching. They're trying to sink Deborah Medina with 9/11 truth statements like she's dead, it's over politically for her. Polls don't show that. You take Sarah Palin calling for more 9/11 truth than Medina has, this is going to blow up big time in their face. Let's go to your phone calls. But I'm asking you, the listeners, to get these articles at InfoWars.com about Perry, listing myself, Medina, Paul's number one enemies. This is from the RNC at the top. They are threatened by this. Get the article about Sarah Palin, the 9/11 truther. Get it out to everybody. Get these videos out to the media. Get it out to everyone. Rusty in Iowa, then Captain Briggs, Blake, Derek, Kevin, and others. Rusty, you're on the air.
Nice to be here, Alex. Thanks for doing what you do every day.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about states' rights and stuff like that. Well, I work in a call center for AT&T, so I'm surrounded by a lot of people every day. And the other day, we had a lot of downtime, and someone started talking about conspiracy theories. So I just, kind of listened to them. And the guy made a lot of sense, and everyone else just started playing him off, you know, like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's not real. It doesn't happen like that. And they started talking about the Super Bowl being fixed and stuff like that, you know. It's just
Go ahead, Rusty.
I was like, okay, well, that's what really bothers me. All these things going on, they're so important. And people are more concerned with getting drunk and watching football, you know. I mean,
Rusty, I appreciate your call, but let me say this. 3% started the Revolutionary War, 5% won it. Okay? Less than 20% fought us. The rest sat out. Glenn Beck and Newsweek and all these people are targeted to the dumbed-down mainline America, dumbed-down leftists, dumbed-down right-wing people. We don't need all them. Move on. Okay, I know there's a lot of dumbed-down people, but look at the awakening happening. Look at how people laughed at you a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, when you said global warming wasn't real. But look how it's all falling apart now. It takes time to destroy the enemy. Captain Briggs in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, brother, great to hear y'all keeping the word going on out there to everybody that needs it. Just want to let you know I'm on my way. Be taking off at midnight, driving from north central Illinois back to central Texas. I'm bringing my vote back for Deborah Medina to be the next governor of the great Republic of Texas. I'm bringing my dollars down to the Austin gun show this weekend. I hope to see y'all there. And third off, I want to put my school-trained, field-tested psychological operations officer hat on for you for a moment. And say, you're right on point with what Glenn Beck was trying to do with his little kindergarten cop antics there, breaking down how everything's supposed to be rolling out as far as the left-right paradigm. You're spot on, brother. That's all I can say. Looking forward to seeing you all this weekend. And I would challenge every other person, if I can drive from north central Illinois to central Texas, I challenge everybody else there in Bell County, around Fort Hood, Killeen, Copper's Cove, Parker Heights, get off your tail feathers, get on down to the voting booth, and cast your vote for Deborah Medina.
Well, Captain, I mean, if we have the neocons internally, and then you can see it on television attacking Deborah Medina, how important, how big is this? See, they understand this will lead to a total states' rights rebellion that they're already losing. This will be a major victory. They are running scared. That's why it's so important to show that Sarah Palin said more 9/11 truth than Medina, because they're using the attack on 9/11 truth to get at her. I mean, do you agree with me that this is devastating if we get the media to cover it?
Exactly. And if you go to my Facebook account, I'm on your friends page there as well. But I've been extracting as much as I can using a little share button from Infowars.com to throw all these articles on my Facebook account. Some of the people, and I've got contacts all around, are looking at it. For the most part, it's pretty positive, the word is getting out, and I challenge everybody else to share that word as much as possible.
You know, I hear you, Captain Briggs, and again, what do you do, folks? You don't just have to call the media. Other people will get into the media. If you put these two articles written by Paul Watson, the one about Perry saying we're the number one enemy, the one with Sarah Palin, the 9/11 truther, with the videos embedded and all the facts, put it on your MySpace, your Twitter, your Facebook. Fax it to radio stations, TV stations. Call into radio stations. Call the Dallas Morning News, the Austin American Statesman. Call, especially in Texas, because then all the people that said, well, I won't go for Medina now because they said she can't win, and you know, I'm not a 9/11 truther. I'm just a conservative that wants to cut taxes and control our border. And that's great. We want their votes. So you've got to show them. Well, wait, Palin agrees. Maybe that should be the headline. Sarah Palin agrees with Deborah Medina. And I got to say this, Palin is not as bad as these other guys. I mean, she did, actually, two nights ago, defend Palin. Palin defended Deborah Medina on Fox when O'Reilly wanted her to attack her. So, who knows about Sarah Palin? Maybe she is really is a 9/11 truther. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Okay, I'm going to try to accelerate through your calls. Blake, Derek, Kevin, Rob. Specifically, do people realize the magnitude of all of the major talk show hosts, not just on Fox, but on MSNBC? We're getting more videos sent to us by the hour of the other shows all attacking Deborah Medina, saying, do not vote for her. She can't win. She's a kook. She's bad. She was asked, will you fire an employee if they're a 9/11 truther? She said, well, people have a right to their own opinion. But, you know, I don't think it was an inside job. She doesn't have to totally agree with me. She wants to cut taxes. She wants to control our border. She wants to get rid of the unconstitutional gun laws and nullify federal laws. She has the most mild statement compared to Sarah Palin or the Democrat governor candidate, and they go crazy and make a big deal out of nothing, like Howard Dean's roar. Not that I'm saying Howard Dean was good, but he was kind of the outside candidate, so they made a big much-ado-about-nothing thing about him. So that the ringer, George W. Bush's cousin, John Kerry, could take a dive. And he clearly did win. So did Al Gore. I'm not saying it would be good if they got elected. The point is, who the establishment wants gets elected. John McCain and Sarah Palin were ringers. So I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment, 1-800-259-9231. Do you realize how important all of this is? And the fact that they're now saying that, oh, we better not vote for Deborah Medina because of the 9/11 truth statement. How this will blow up in their face if you get it out to everyone. It's at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now, and so are the videos breaking it down. Get it out to everyone. I could do it right now. I could call the Statesman on air. I could call KI in Austin for you and show you how it's done. I mean, it's easy. Call them. Say, I want your email. Did you know that Sarah Palin made 9/11 truth comments and it was no big deal that people are demonizing Medina? Isn't that a big story that the big advisor and big supporter of Perry is supposedly a 9/11 truther by the yardstick that Glenn Beck uses? They will run with it. I'll be surprised if it isn't in the news by tomorrow if you do your job. I've done mine. Please take action. I'm going to your calls in T-minus 5 minutes. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold has run up again today. It was 1,050 a week ago. It's 1,020-something, 1,120. So it's up over $70 right now. And Ted has a deal. His deals just get better and better. He's just so competitive. He's never offered this before until about a month ago here. You get a franc at the 1,050 level when it's at 1,120 right now an ounce. And then you get a $159 free yearly newsletter, either digital twice a week or hard copy, what is it, twice a month, mailed to your door, the International Forecaster. It's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 pages thick. It's always different, but it's always beefy. You may know all about the New World Order, but Bob Chapman's got some key info on the economy, and it's a great way to wake people up. You can get that free ordering one franc. The deal on the franc is already insanely good. But Ted, before we give people the number and tell them how they can get that, some of the gold and silver offers today that also support this network on the tiny profit you make on these type of deals, I guess there's really no profit in this one. It's a lost leader. What do you think about the Medina situation and the Sarah Palin situation and the neocons internally? Ted actually knows who the source is. Saying that I am the number one enemy in Texas, along with Ron Paul and Medina.
I can tell you right now, Alex, what Beck did to Medina, you know, looks like child's play as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Medina is a credible source, and I think that's where the fear is here, is that Medina has a real shot at knocking Perry off. You know, I don't know if Perry is going to have a lot of, you know, what kind of fight he's going to have with the Democrat candidate, but Medina actually is offering the people of the state of Texas what they want, and they've been wanting this for so long. They're so thirsty for it that they're willing to go just about anywhere for it. And it's your listening audience, and you, Alex Jones, who happens to be the one, the craw in the foot of Perry. He is being hammered by your listeners, and when you say something, people follow it and do it, and thank God they do, because the state of Texas has the option of possibly having some real politicians. I mean, thank God you have Ron Paul down there. If you get Deborah Medina and Ron Paul in the same state, now that's a power to reckon with. And
well, Ted, I don't know how much you want to say, but this high-powered, not going to say government official, not going to say media, but it's a household name. They tried to get a hold of me yesterday. They got a hold of you, and then I made the connection today. But, I mean, when I have this story written by Watson about this super high-powered person in a private meeting with Perry, and he's worried. He's saying Alex Jones, Deborah Medina, Ron Paul. I mean, the RNC neocons are scared to death of us because this has national import. I mean, we are the main enemies on their radar.
You sure are. You were named specifically as being one of the influences that could lose Perry his seat as the governor of Texas. And I don't know how much better of a compliment that you could have, but then to have Perry himself out of his own lips say this, and that's where it came from. This is Perry's words, and I can tell you right now, Alex, they're keeping a close eye on you, and I suppose they darn well should be, because you're speaking the truth, and you're giving the people what they want, and that's...
Well, let me add something here. My Well, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but there's a lot of high-powered political people here in Austin. And I talked to one of these old ladies who's a family friend of my dad, who it was actually in the paper. They were having this little impromptu meeting with less than 30 women with Bill Clinton 3 years ago in Austin. He spends a lot of time here. He actually ran some campaigns in Texas before he was governor. And they said, what do you think of Alex Jones of InfoWars? And Bill Clinton said, he's one of the most important people in the media in the world, specifically about Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist. Now, why is Bill Clinton, privately to high-powered Democrats, saying I'm one of the most important people in the media in the world 3 years ago? Why is Rick Perry saying the Republicans are worried? We got to get these people. Deborah Medina, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. Not just about his campaign, but overall. Because, and again, I'm not bragging about this, folks. It's scary, and I'm not perfect. The point is, we are real. People resonate with it. And I don't think listeners understand. We don't hype up how many people we really reach. I mean, Ted, it's scary. I can get off a plane in England, in Canada, in Roatan, Central America, and I can't walk 30 feet now without people running out of shops up to me. I mean, we're much bigger than Glenn Beck globally, not in the U.S., but it's all grassroots because, Ted, it's incredible what we've built here, and I hope they don't kill me or set me up because Karl Rove is a dangerous person.
Well, you're right about that, and so you're going to have to watch your back, and so is, you know, we're all going to have to watch your back. But, I mean, that's the main thing, Alex, is that we are reaching a lot of people. And you look at the traffic of InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and you compare it to even RushLimbaugh.com, and they're dwarfed by you. I mean, I was trying to get you on, oh, boy, I tell you, Salem Radio Network, they have a lot of 50,000-watt stations. And here I am trying to pay them money so they pick up your Sunday show so we can get into more markets and have a bigger effect. And the response to me from them was, is they said, well, we don't like Alex's position on 9/11. And I wrote them back. I said, you have got to be kidding me. You know, that is something that happened way back then, and all you're doing is questioning the findings of the 9/11 commission, and that's enough for them to keep them, to keep you off of their station group?
Well, I've been called over the years and had meetings with many of the top radio executives in the country. And they all, I mean, they told me 10 years ago, they said, you'll be bigger than Limbaugh. They wanted to groom me to be the new Glenn Beck. And I said, no way. And they said, no more Federal Reserve, no more New World Order, no more black helicopters. Now it's no more 9/11. Look, I've been told, and it's done in confidence, so I don't talk about it. That's how you keep sources. I've been told, recant on this, and I'll get a $50 million contract. No, I will do it my way and tell the truth. But then it's bad if I drive a decent Dodge car or live in a house that's safe. You know, again, I own things. Things don't own me. And I'm doing it my way, telling the truth, just like you are, Ted. But I want to go to the calls. I'm not going to keep you anymore, Ted. Tell people the gold offer. Give them the number.
Well, like you said, the Frank is the very best thing at $249.61 because I'm buying a full-year subscription to Bob's newsletter, The International Forecaster. Education is the key factor here, and that's why I'm doing it. So I would suggest that you give us a call for that. But we do have the British Sovereign. We have Walking Liberty Halves. We have Lakota Nation Rounds, Montana Silver Rounds. We have a whole long line of stuff that I bought when gold was at $1,050 an ounce, and we've seen $1,125 today to give you an example of what's going on. So if you are interested, call us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And, Alex, I just need to say it because this is so important to me that I just want to thank everybody that's been so supportive because that's what's making the difference. It's not necessarily you. It's not necessarily me. It's the people behind us that make this work.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. Get the Frank and then get the free newsletter. You can't build, I mean, it's the best deal you've ever offered. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
All right, I'm going to jam in as many calls as possible now. Blake in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, hey, do you think your source might come public? Because based on some of the stuff I'm seeing, I think they may need to.
What does that mean?
Well, Glenn Beck, since his deal, you know he's lost 500,000 viewers since his little attack on Medina?
Yes, I saw that. I meant to have Watson or Kurt post that. In fact, I saw that last night. What was the source on that? The Nielsen?
It's just actually TV ratings by the Guide or something like that. And then also, you know, if you go on like his Facebook page, it's all people just railing, just going, you know, we know you're against the TARP bailout. They're posting sources. They're posting your articles. They're calling, you know, Glenn Beck a Benedict Arnold. If you listen to his radio show, that's all. I mean, everyone calling in is just going, Glenn Beck, you're a coward. You know, we know what you are. We know what you did to Medina. I think that their first little attack, their first strike, didn't work.
No. I mean, it didn't work completely. It's kind of like a glancing blow. Somebody with a sword tries to chop your head off, and you kind of block with your shield, but the sword hacks through the wood of the shield and cuts into your arm. I mean, it wasn't good. But if we point out that he's a hypocrite and that he set it up and spun it and that Palin said even more, it will destroy this Goliath. But the point about Beck is, yes, I know he's in deep trouble. That's because the power of this show and the power of Ron Paul and the power of Texas and the rest of the country. That's why they even brought in Chris Matthews as their backup, saying he was right. See, they're in panic mode, not because if she gets elected as governor, that's not even that powerful of a position in Texas. Because we had some Civil War corrupt governors that were installed, so the state weakened the governorship. But as a bully pulpit, she'll be able to lead things through the legislature. It's the message it sends to states' rights people nationwide and getting Ron Paul-type people to run. And like George Washington winning a battle at Trenton, it buoys morale. But when you say they may have to come out, you know, that's like people saying, give me your source on this or that. Ted got a call. I got the call. Famous, well-known person inside this whole thing. And they told us what we already knew as the manifestation. But if our source is able to come out, then, you know, someday they will. And, you know, you lose sources if you tell people who your sources are. But anything else, Blake?
No, that's it.
Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, we need a headline on that. Beck loses 500,000 viewers. I mean, I can't keep track of all this. And he's got 4 million on average, one of the best in cable for cable news. And he loses 500,000. What is that, 10% of his audience? Or a little more than 10%? That'd be 12, 13%? Do the dividing for me, guys. I'm public school educated. Took me a while here with paper. What does 500,000 divide out of 4 million, S? Well, you guys want to give me the numbers? Pull that up for me. Let's go ahead and talk to Derek. Derek in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's very awesome to talk with you. I'm very proud of what you do for this country. I thank you very well. First-time caller, I just want to say that I've been listening to your program for probably 3 weeks now. I was a definite Obama follower. I danced when he was elected. I just give you an idea where I was at that point. Because of Bush, I held Obama on a short leash, and I just watched him, and I was finding anything to help me understand what was going on, and then I saw the Obama deception, and that changed pretty much everything for me.
And that's what we're here for, to expose puppets, Obama, Beck, any of them.
Well, here's the deal. I noticed you haven't talked about this on the show today, and I want to point this out to everyone listening. I usually go to mainstream news sites and look for news stories that kind of blow my mind. And CNN.com, one of their video things right on their front page today, cyber attacks, is U.S. ready? I watched the video, and it had Department of Homeland Security leader, Treasury Secretary, Secretary of State.
Yeah, no. They're saying they're gonna tax the internet in the name of saving it from cyber attacks. Send us the video. Got to jump here. Thank you, Derek. Kevin in Utah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Alex, I've been listening to you for quite a while. I woke up in 1985, but I need to let everybody know that Glenn Beck is a wolf in sheep's clothing. For the Mormon people, which I am one, the best sources of news is Joel Skousen, Ken Bauer, and Jack Manette. But Glenn Beck's got to go.
And Skousen, who's a relative of the guy that wrote the Naked Capitalist, Communist, he's spoken out against Beck as a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes, definitely. He was here in, he lives in Orem, Utah. I live in Spanish Fork, south of him. But the situation is he was trying to get the campaign of Ron Paul up here in Utah, and it was quite hard with the Deseret News and all of our media. But I just want to tell him that Glenn Beck is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and the time's going to come when he's going to get in real trouble.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more. Rob in California, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
I had a couple quick comments and a question for you.
Go ahead.
I think at this point, there should be some coordination between you, Dr. Stanley Monteith, and others to do interviews as much as you can with Medina, Palin, those people that the
fall. Well, I mean, Medina loves me and thinks I'm great. I would have her on more. Her campaign people would rather put her on an internet show with five listeners. And maybe that's a good strategy, but she is going to be on Sunday in between some things she's doing. We would have her on more. We're here supporting her as much as we can, believe me. But I'll come back, let you finish up your statement on the other side. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They don't want to see us unite.
There's a 6.5-page cover story in Texas Monthly. It's millions of readers. It's the biggest magazine in Texas. It's taken all over the world. And Jaron read it, and his vote is it's a pretty positive article. I've scanned over it. It's got some little snipes, but it's better than most. It's better than most. And hell, that Dan Winters, listed as one of the top five photographers in the world, is a fan. And I got invited out to his little photography studio. And we're going to get him in studio coming up the next month. And, I mean, it was the photos in here. They're coming after me, folks. They are identifying. It says, Alex Jones can't say that, can he? And you open it up to the page three where it lists all the top stories. Look at that. We're half, two-thirds the page. I mean, that is crazy. And he's like the only photographer I've ever seen who actually captured what I really look like. Because it's not that I'm not photogenic. It's just cameras make me look different than what I look like in the mirror. These photos actually look like me. That's when I look at that, that's what I see in the mirror every day. And then I look at myself on TV, that's not what I look like. It's weird. Not that I look bad. It's just that, you know, in person, the ladies have a little bit of trouble. I'm just screwing around, folks, trying to have some fun here. I'm actually extremely exhausted a lot of days now because I went to bed late at night and got up at 4 a.m. and I kind of spent out in the last hour. Sometimes I think about getting rid of the fourth hour because it just kills me. And then I hear the fourth hour rebroadcast and it's not as good as the other hours, except when we have big guests on. Maybe I should just lean on the callers. But I'm a guy who can do 10 hours, never take a call. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Who was I just now letting finish up? Rob, real fast, what was your other point?
Well, maybe it's time for you to consider having a red phone that Beck and O'Reilly and Hannity can call into since they want to be representative truthers.
Well, that's pretty close to who called me. I'm sorry. It's crazy. look, I am a little bit excited today because this is dangerous what we're doing, and I appreciate your call, but we are really hurting them. We can fight these people. We have power, thanks to God's good grace. We can stand up like our founding fathers. You have to believe in that. Dave in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead. He just dropped. Phil in New York, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. This is the first time I've called you.
Welcome, sir.
I've been a fan of yours for 2 years now. And between you and Joyce, I don't even listen to my television anymore.
Well, good to have you on board. What's going on?
Just wanted to bring up a couple things. I had a chance to hit. First thing, Glenn Beck used to be I used to be a fan of his, but he got sick. And then when he came back, he started talking different. So I'm not upset with Glenn Beck, but if you disappear for a few months and get sick and start calling back, talking funny, I won't be mad at you. I'll just realize that somebody got to your grandkids' fingernails.
Actually, it was declassified that was what the main MKUltra program was built around, was grabbing prominent people, electroshocking them, torturing them for even a month, and then most people will do whatever they're told after that. It erases their memory. They then reprogram them. And they did that to Ronald Reagan after they shot him, no doubt. And Beck did get a lot worse after he got grabbed. I mean, after he got sick. Almost died, he said.
I imagine something happened there but we know what happened, so we don't.
If anybody is a candidate for mind control, it is Glenn Beck. That guy is incredible. Folks, we have articles at Infowars.com. Thanks for the call, Dave. That will devastate. That wasn't Dave, that was Phil. We have information that will devastate the globalists. Inside info, key info on Sarah Palin, the 9/11 truther, at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody. I cover it in the first hour in detail. Second Wind coming up right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.